Joining us now on that buyersafety.com hotline is the COO of Dallas Cowboys football, the mighty Stephen Jones. Good morning, Stephen. How are we doing today?
Hey, guys. Doing real good. How you doing?
Man, we're doing excellent. 3-0 must feel pretty good. So what was your overall assessment of how your team played yesterday? Did they play up to y'all's expectations?
Yeah, I mean, we tried to avoid getting off to a little slow start, which I think we did. I don't think that was the expectation we had there in the first half. I think you got to give Miami some credit. They came out, getting rid of the ball in a hurry and, doing some things there to move the ball against us. And then, we had some good success early, but then seemed to struggle a little bit there as we headed into half. But I really think we answered the bell there in the second half and, played good in all three phases and, had a really solid second half there. Put the Dolphins away there and obviously got our third win and on to, ready to focus on New Orleans now.
Obviously, you guys took care of business and got the win. But of course, the way it goes in the NFL, people are so passionate. Boy, the sky was falling yesterday on social media, rather, and people were freaking out, going, "Well, I don't understand. Why aren't we beating them 70-0?" Now, obviously, the expectations are super high for your team right now, and you got to love that there's that passion. But it kind of comes with the territory that people overreact a little bit, right?
There's no question. Everybody's starting to have high expectations for our team. The bar is high. We want to be accountable to that. But at the same time, everybody here has the same payroll in our league. And they pay their players, too. And I think what everybody fails to remember, I think that New England-Miami score was 16-0 going deep into the third quarter. And then New England ended up with two pick sixes, and the sky kind of fell for the Dolphins. But, and we know this, there's no easy games in the NFL. And the first time you think you're going to have an easy one, you're gonna get a rude awakening. And I love it that our fans have high expectations, but at the same time, we've got to understand as a team, and I think Jason, Coach Garrett, his staff, our team understands that every game is going to be a tough game in the NFL. And, we've got to prepare ourselves for that. And as Jason likes to say, he says we can control what we do the most, and let's do that. And I think our team will continue to stay focused, and hopefully going into New Orleans there where it's very difficult to play. And, of course, they didn't skip a beat hardly against the Seahawks, where we also know it's difficult to play and beat a really good Seahawks team there yesterday. So it's going to take everything we have, to compete and try to get a win against the Saints.
Stephen, it's kind of weird to use the term concerns when you're 3-0 and every victory's been a double digit. But if there is one particular area that might be below what we had hoped, it might be that defensive line. Now, you guys have some injuries. You did get some sacks in the second half yesterday. But through these first three games, how is the defensive line performing and how compromised is that unit by injury right now?
Well, I think we just got to continue to get better. I wouldn't use injury as an excuse here. It's great to get Quinn back. As you can see, he got pressures. He got sacked. I think he got a sack yesterday. D-Law broke the ice there and got him a sack. So I just expect us to improve as we move forward, and I think we will get better. I mean, this unit's learning to play together. You got to give Josh Rosen and the Dolphins some credit. He was getting rid of that ball in a hurry. I think he knew we were going to be trying to get the pressure. They had been taking quite a few sacks in the first two games, and I think Rosen was aware of that, was wanting to avoid the same fight in terms of taking sacks. So got to give him some credit.
Another really solid day by your quarterback. Obviously, again, you get back to those expectations. Well, he didn't have a 158.3 quarterback rating, but another really solid day from Dak, and everybody's wondering at what point this deal's going to come down. And obviously, we're not going to get into the nuance of your contract negotiations, but is it safe to say that everything is just totally on hold, or are there still conversations every couple of days and progress being made?
No, it doesn't really do any good to comment about the negotiations. Everybody knows that we want to make a deal. I know Dak wants a deal. There's just things that have to get worked out when you have a contract of this magnitude, and I just don't have any feel to say when it's going to happen. I just know that we're committed to trying to make it happen, and I know Jack wants to do it.
Steven, I want to get the Xavier Woods download. I want to know what, how his health is, how quickly he can get back, how good he's been in the first two games, and did you guys really significantly miss him yesterday?
Well, we always miss a great player like Xavier, and I feel like he's got a great week, but got top DT. He did a great job in there yesterday, and I think really felt his presence, and you know, I thought did an outstanding job in Xavier's absence. But it's good to see him. He's been hurt, dinged up a little bit with a high ankle himself. And it's great to get him back in there and showed, obviously, that he can play this game at a high level. And you know, great to know that we've got that kind of depth there.
You know, one of the guys we don't hear a lot of talk about working out a deal, just I'm saying in the media, is Byron Jones, but looks to be back to playing the same way he played earlier last year before being injured. And it's got to be a difficult situation for you to try to work out a contract with a guy who is indeed a lockdown corner, doesn't necessarily come up with a lot of interceptions and turnovers, but his guys always seems to be locked down. And a lot of Cowboy fans will look at this going, man, there's not enough pie. Byron Jones is going to be a cap casualty. And obviously that's not necessarily automatically the case, but have you guys started any sort of conversations or negotiations with Byron and his agent?
No, we haven't started yet, and he hadn't approached us. But, you know, obviously Byron's the type of player, as you said, and you mentioned it well, as he's playing corner at a very high level. He's a great individual off the field and really plays the game at a high level on. He's the type of player you want to keep around here. And certainly as we move forward, we're going to continue to massage our cap, our numbers, as we know there's a CBA in progress, which, you know, will have an impact on, you know, how you manage your cap, you know, over the next 12 to 24 months. So, you know, we'll keep our eye on that, and no means, no way have we discarded having Byron on our team for the long term. So we'll just have to see how that plays out, and knowing that he's the type of player we want to keep on our football team.
You know, talking to Steven Jones here on the Ben and Skin Show, sometimes you'll hear people say, are you worried that we're showing too much too early and teams are going to get accustomed to what the Cowboys offense is and we shouldn't put these sorts of things on film yet? What would your reaction be to that sort of analysis of what happens early on in a season?
Well, I know this. You're trying to win every football game, and I'm betting on Kellen and that he's got plenty of other wrinkles to come in this offense, and he's just doing a great job. But we also know this isn't anything that you know, you take for granted. It's hard to win in this league. And, you know, you're laying it out there, and you're trying to do everything you can to win each game week to week. And we'll refocus. We'll relook at you know, what New Orleans is doing, and then we'll attack accordingly. But I'm not worried about running out of content for our offense, if you will, in terms of moving forward and the wrinkles that Kellen can bring. As you saw yesterday, you know, I'm very pleased, you know, with, you know, all the weapons that we have. You saw, Cobb stepping up and making a lot of big plays in Gallup's absence. Devin Smith stepped up big. Pollard, of course, you know, 200-yard rushers is a good thing, and you saw his explosiveness and what he can bring to this offense. So I think as we move forward, there's going to be a lot of ways, you know, to attack, and that's important for us.
Yeah, and boy, you guys look smart on the Kellen Moore stuff. And as we watch NFL offenses from all over the league struggle a little bit, I think I speak on behalf of all Cowboy fans. We need you to let Kellen go into that Jones family vault with a big empty suitcase and just come out with that sucker full. We need you to make sure that he's not ever allowed to leave.
Well, we all know what we think of Kellen, and he's just done an outstanding job. He's got a great way about him. You know, he brings that quarterback mentality. His nervous system's just a straight line, and he sits over there and gets the job done. He's really takes it all in, takes in from our players what we should be doing, you know, what's going on out there, and I think does a great job of calling a great game.
Great stuff, Steven. We always appreciate it, man. Have a great week, and we'll catch you later.
Hey, great being on, guys. Thank you.